W8SX, this is Victor United 2, Echo Sugar Echo, handle Farhan. And we are here at the FTIM. And today is the show and tell night, and I'm with Crane. So, hi to all from Dayton here. We are at the Holiday Inn, and we're having a great night here with a lot of homebrew projects being shown here.
And you have a new transceiver, I believe.
A new transceiver, yes. So I got this Bitex 23, which we demonstrated here. It's a very small transceiver, as you can see here. It's slightly bigger than a pack of cards. It does VHF, and the idea was to encourage people to show them how easy it's to do VHF. We all think that you need to have special skills and special equipment and keep things really short, and it can't be done by homebrewers with regular skills, but that's not true. So it's sort of a myth buster in the same vein as what Bill has been doing with his own myth buster. So it was interesting, and a lot of people have liked it. I hope some people get around to building it as well.
You had kits then?
No, this was a VHF radio. This was presented as a project during the 4 days in May.
Okay.
But that apart, we are selling our SBTEX. And the SBTEX is a software-defined radio, which is based on Raspberry Pi. Because it's based on Raspberry Pi, it has a lot of computing power, which you can use for free once you have a Raspberry Pi. So it does stuff like FT8, CW decoding, and even more things like logging, macros, spotting, DX cluster spotting, etc. So all built into it, and it works in an integrated way so that it's not too intimidating for people. I come from a homebrewing tradition, so I'm not too comfortable using the fancier rigs. So it's been made to be simple, tinkerable, homebrewable, and the most important thing is, although we sell this, there is nothing about it which prevents you from, for example, developing it as a kit of your own, because it's entirely open source, both the hardware as well as the software.
And does it have a screen?
It has a large 7-inch capacitive screen and a Raspberry Pi 4. And the Raspberry Pi is right now pretty hard to get hold of, and we had to buy it at premium. So right now the price is a little high. It's about $499, but we hope that as the Raspberry Pi situation eases up and they are available in greater quantities, we will be able to reduce the price as well.
Marvelous.
Yeah.
And how many did you sell?
We sold as many as we had with the Raspberry Pis, and what we are left with now are the SBTEXs without the Raspberry Pi. So we hope to be able to get them. The news on the street is that the Raspberry Pis will be available by June end in quantities. So we are hoping that we'll be able to do that.
Marvelous.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is VU2 ESC 73.
Okay.